And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 30th of December, 2012. It's the wedding day of Percy Shelley and Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, married on this day in 1816. They were traveling through Europe, came back to England. Mary was pregnant. They got married. She gave birth to a daughter who was premature, died after 2 weeks. A year later, January 1816, they had a healthy child named William. And that summer, they visited Lord Byron at Lake Geneva, Switzerland. And it was during that stay in Switzerland that Mary Shelley wrote her most famous novel, Frankenstein, came out in 1818. It's the birthday of the novelist and composer Paul Bowles, born New York City, 1910. He'd written musical scores for more than 30 plays, many of them on Broadway, for movies as well. Didn't devote himself to writing until after World War II. His first novel, The Sheltering Sky, also his most famous novel, came out in 1949, set in Morocco. He had moved to Tangier and became a full-time resident there in 1952. It was Paul Bowles who said, "We get to think of life as an inexhaustible well, yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, some afternoon that's so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more. Perhaps not even that." And it's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, India, 1865. His father, British artist, who ran an art school in Bombay. Rudyard Kipling wrote fiction, wrote poems, became popular, traveled the world, finally settled in Vermont, and it was there, in a rented cottage surrounded by snow, that he began to reimagine the India of his childhood, and he wrote the book for which he's best known today, The Jungle Book, about a boy raised by wolves who grows up with other jungle animals until a tiger forces him to go back and live with people. Here's a poem for today by Mae Sarton, entitled New Year Resolve. The time has come to stop allowing the clutter to clutter my mind like dirty snow. Shove it off and find clear time, clear water. Time for a change. Let silence in like a cat who has sat at my door, neither wild nor strange, hoping for food from my store and shivering on the mat. Let silence in. She will rarely speak or mew. She will sleep on my bed, and all I have ever been, either false or true, will live again in my head. For it is now or not, as old age silts the stream, to shove away the clutter, to untie every knot, to take the time to dream, to come back to still water. A poem by Mae Sarton, New Year Resolve, from her collected poems 1930 to 1993, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.